there's a story out there yesterday, Boomer, involving Jeff Fisher and Jack Del Rio and the end of that Monday night Tennessee-Jacksonville game, right?
Uh-huh.
And the game's out of hand. I think it was 23-3 at the point. You know, Tennessee's got the game. 2 minute warning's already gone through. And they're basically just going to kneel on the ball and play out the clock and go home with a nice 20-point win, right?
That's right.
So Jeff Fisher acknowledges, I think right after the game, or maybe, you know, when he talked to the local media down there in Tennessee, there was a question of, you know, Del Rio was calling timeouts. Why would Jeff Fisher call a timeout?
Why would Del Rio be calling timeouts?
And why would Del Rio be calling timeouts? Game's over at that point, right?
That's right.
And the story that came out of that is they are claiming that ESPN, who, by the way, just to be fair about it, has denied any of this ever happening, went to the coaches on the sideline and said, we're short two television timeouts. We haven't played all the commercials we were supposed to play.
I think what
can you do us a favor and call a timeout?
Well, I think what happens
now,
here.
Hold on, let me just finish the story.
Okay.
So these extra timeouts that aren't needed are called. So what does Jeff Fisher do? He calls a running play. That running play is a Chris Johnson, who, by the way, shouldn't be in the ball game.
Shouldn't even be in the ball game at that
Chris
point.
Chris Johnson scores like a 30-yard touchdown, meaningless touchdown, all allegedly to satisfy ESPN's desire to get two more commercial breaks into the broadcast. If that's factual, that's like, you know how egregious that is?
It is pretty egregious, but I also think what ends up happening here, and the NFL needs to come out and clear this up, because I do think that the referees, in this case, are in touch with the TV people. And everybody knows how many timeouts there should be, when the timeout should be. Because, you got to pay for these rights somehow. And the way you pay for those rights is by going to commercials for radio and TV. And I know it's not. I'm in the business, so I know it. And it pays my salary in a lot of ways. So I get all that stuff. But to talk about it openly like this puts a real stain on it.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the television, whether it be CBS, Fox, NBC, or ESPN, do have some control over it to the point where they do want to get the timeouts. And, you know, in college basketball, they have TV timeouts. In college football, they have TV timeouts.
Right, but to say to a team, we need you to call a timeout so that we can fulfill our obligation to the advertisers, I mean,
but I don't think it's
the outcome of a game.
I don't think it's ESPN that's technically doing that. It's ESPN telling the referee, and then the referee might be saying it.
Same difference, right?
Right. So, but it's the business of the game.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, you can't, again, maybe the all networks do it. I don't want to pick on just ESPN, but that's brutal.
Unlike baseball, where you know you're going to have a change of, you know, fielders to batters, and you have the locked in, you know,
sure,
commercial time. In football, you know, if a team has the ball for like 12 minutes,
right,
you know, there's no time for a commercial there. So they always get backed up that way.
I don't know why Chris Johnson's even in the game. So you can make that point. But a lot of things change on that. Johnson scores the touchdown, right? You have a lot of people vested. I know most people don't care, but fantasy football, major, major difference, right?
Especially those people who play fantasy football
for cash, right? Yeah. What if you have a guy gets hurt on that play, right?
What is the over and under in that game?
I don't know what it was. I got to check if that changed the over under, because that was a low scoring game. It may have had an impact on it. Right, so you're talking about gambling impact as well. And the fact that whether it's ESPN or CBS or Fox or whomever, all right?
It's the business of football. It's the business of the sport, though.
If a TV network is given access to the coach on the sideline through any entity, but in this case maybe a referee.
The referee is in touch
that
with.
Is, you can't have that.
But just know this, the referee is in touch
nuts.
With what they call the green hat. And he's a guy that's on the field that tells the referee, okay, we're coming out of commercial. He'll roll his finger
I've
this.
Seen it. We all see it with the big glove on, right?
Sleeve. He'll have his orange sleeve and he'll put it across his chest like this means that we're in commercial now.
Okay.
Do not start the game, that kind of thing.
Right.
That person could have been told by people in the in the truck outside,
right,
hey, we still have two commercial units we got to get to. Somehow we got to stop this game.
Well, I got to tell you, it ain't right. And the NFL's aware of it. It's a big story in NFL circles right now. But, I mean, the fact that a TV network can have a coach in the middle of a game call a timeout to satisfy the network?
Well,
that ain't right, brother.
Well, listen,
I don't care who does it.
Timeout. When the network is spending $1.1 billion on the rights for
you're it, impacting the outcome of the sport. You can't have that.
I know
you're
that.
You're supposed
but
to be a bystander to the sport.
Well, come on. You know the reality here.
And you know, I never heard of that before.
And in college basketball, they literally have what they call a TV timeout.
Right, but it's built in. You know, coming up as soon as you get under 16 minutes,
right.
Next whistle, going to be a television timeout.
Right.
And coaches plan for that. But that's set in stone. You know when that's going to happen, right?
Right.
To go to Jeff Fisher or Jack DeRue and go, hey, guys, I know the game's over. We need a couple timeouts here. That's brutal.
I think what happened is that they went to Jeff Fisher and said, why do you think Jack Del Rio was taking timeouts? Do you think that was smart for him to take timeouts? And then why did you react in a way that, you know, you were trying to still score?
Right.
And Jeff Fisher said, well, look, I would have been more than happy to take a knee, but the fact is that they were asking us to take timeouts because of TV.
Yeah.
So, all right, who is asking you to take timeouts?
Now, ESPN denies it, so I want to be fair about it. They said we didn't directly or indirectly, but the head coach said, yeah, you did.
But the referees know how many timeouts there are left because there are people on the sidelines that are in direct communications with the referees.
Well, anyway, if it's true, it's a bad job.
I believe it. In some aspect, it is true.
Let's say I got $1,000 on a fantasy game, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going against Chris Johnson, and I got the game won. Now, again, he shouldn't be in the game. Separate issue. And next thing you know, there's three meaningless timeouts, and the result of that is a Chris Johnson touchdown. I lose $1,000. I mean, I guarantee you that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed that happened somewhere in the nation.
It might have.
No doubt about it.
But I'm just telling you, I think it's you got to realize, and it's the business of sport. I mean, like when you pick up these newspapers, right?
Right.
How many advertisements are in the newspaper?
Well, that's how they make their money.
That's how they make their money, that and subscriptions.
Right.
But of course, it's going to be, you know, and you got to recognize that, you know, in order to keep this newspaper afloat, they got to sell ads. In order for us to stay afloat on television, on radio, what do we got to do? We got to sell ads.
I'm aware of that.
It's either that or we go over to somewhere else and you have to buy our show.
It's still not right.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I understand where you're coming from, but it shouldn't impact a coach calling a timeout.
Yeah, but I don't know why any of it would surprise you.
I've never heard that in my life that happens. So I'm sure it wasn't the first time.
Because no coach has ever spoken about it.
I guess. Right. To be fair, and that's why I'm not just dumping on ESPN here, I'm sure that is not the first time that's happened.
There have been times where I've done games and I've scratched my head saying, I don't know why these guys are calling timeout.
Now you know why.
Now you know why.